Shalom uvracha to all our dear Bnei Keila and friends, all of Klal Yisrael. We are Baruch Hashem in the second day of Zman Simchaseinu. And the more we pay attention to the nature of the Chag, the more the Simcha grows, Baruch Hashem. I want to say a few highlights of the beginning of the Yontif. Baruch Hashem, we were Zeicha. Those of us that could davened together. And it's a big chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we thank him so much. And those who were not physically with us, we felt them together, all davening for one another. We said in the Shemone Esrei, Vasiyenu Hashem Elokeinu Zbiras Merodecha Lechaim Lesholom Simcha Lesosein. We say this at the end of the central bracha of Yontav, and during Chol HaMoed we say the end of the central bracha of Musaf, because this is the essence of Chag. A Chag is a time that Hashem just wants to pour out bracha on us. But all we have to do is connect and ask Hashem, Asiyenu, load us up with the Birchas Meyodecha. That's what you want to give to us. But you want to give to us by you coming down to us and showing how close you are to us, and we reciprocating and show how close we are to you, and being full of simcha on the day of the Yontif, the days of the Yontif. And therefore, every Shemoneh Esrei, when we're saying this bracha, to think about it, we need a lot of bracha. We need shalom, we need chayim. But Hashem is there to give it to us. We just have to ask him for it. We mentioned the words of the Arizal, the Zichron Levracha. He says that it says in Chazal that the person does mitzvahs properly, metivim lo, they do good for him even in this world. And he says, Chumon al-Hassan, we see people that's not good for them, not enjoying life in this world. So many things are bothering them constantly. Why do they not have the pleasant life? And he says, it's not enough to do the mitzvah. A person has to be excited about a mitzvah. When every mitzvah comes our way, a person, he says, should look like he's about to be mavir a million gold coins. Can you imagine someone walk up to you and say, if you do this, I'll give you $1,000,000. You'd be so excited to do it. Every mitzvah in the course of the day, from when we get up, another $1,000,000. Baruch Hashem, every opportunity, whether to do something, to daven properly, say the brachas properly, being on the chaver properly, to control ourselves, not to get upset. And now we have the special mitzvahs to sit in the sukkah, and Baruch Hashem, Hashem made it easy for us. Some years we have to always travel, go here and there, run around to keep everybody excited. Baruch Hashem, we don't have that this year. So we have just to be able to be together and enjoy one another and appreciate what we do have. So he says, that is the ikar of the mitzvahs. A person is so excited about every mitzvah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him everything. And Chas V'Shalom, if we don't do that, then that brings all the tzaras. So this is what we have to think about more than every year. Not only, like we mentioned before, that's the time to be tzameach, to focus, that all those things that we thought are so important in life, we manage without, we don't need them. And we have so much. We have the kiyuvos elokim, the closest of our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the yontif, the kapor of Yom Kippur. And we have so much, like I mentioned last time, at our table even. All that food. I was looking at different cans in our kitchen, and I noticed that we have food come out from every imaginable place in the world, from South America, from Argentina, from Brazil, from Ecuador, from the Far East, from China, Hong Kong, Singapore, Thailand, from Russia, from European countries, North America, Canada, every the things you, on your table, so India, it's all there. Hashem brought all the tuv, all the goodness from all the world just to our table. And Baruch Hashem, we're able to have Abba Minim, beautiful Abba Minim, like Klal Yisrael was never able to have before, so beautiful ones. Baruch Hashem, so much to be thankful about. Just want to say one more point. Some of us are thinking, how are we going to spend the whole day? Usually we're running around from one place to the next and keeping ourselves occupied, especially those who have children, how do we keep ourselves occupied? So sometimes it's good just to go back to basics. Chazal say, the Gemara says, and the Paschal, and the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam, that the way to go through Chol HaMoed is Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lochem. We get up in the morning, we go to Davin, If you go to the Minyan Bayos, there's a shir afterwards, and it's being those who are not coming, you could see it even on Zoom. Beautiful shiurim, exciting shiurim, wonderful magidi shiurim every day of Chol HaMoed. You come home, you eat breakfast, and then till mincha time, mincha gedoyla, or even if you're not having mincha gedoyla, till the half of the day, you could learn, be creative. If we have children, find ways of making some type of giving them points or giving them some prizes, and making it an enjoyable experience. Of chasi lochem, if you're by yourself without children, if you're with a wife, you can learn with your wife. If you don't have a wife, you can learn by yourself or call up somebody else, or connect however you can. That's the natural way of chasi lashem, showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much we appreciate His Torah, and this is what's mesameach us. We're not just doing it because it's a mitzvah, I have to do it. We're doing it because, like we said, I'm about to get millions of dollars now. Adarabba, I'm going to chap around half a day in that. Then the second half of the day, whether we daven mincha midday, or we daven later in the day, we have the second half of the day, chatzi lochem, it's a time to be together, and be suited together, singing together, like I said, depending how you are, and if even a person is by himself. But also, it's a time to, nobody, a Jew is never alone. We're always with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Misamech with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ike Simcha Zachag is a Simcha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So thankful for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what we do have. And Mitzvah Hashem, the more we do this, the Rizal tells us that if we do this B'Simcha, every Mitzvah B'Simcha, it gives us all the tov in this world. That's the key to it. We can get out of all the things we're lacking and the hardships through simcha, appreciating every mitzvah as the biggest matan from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the evenings, once again, those of us who have children can make a family simcha space of sheva. You go into the sukkah, mechabed the children to say a shir amalis. You want to put a talis on them, however you do it. It's a sweet thing. Get some music in the background. Dance together, just the family themselves. And once again, it's without children. It's also a way to misameach together the same, in similar fashion, saying some mizmorim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shir HaMalos and singing a little bit together. Every echad amagav, echad amabit. But be'etzem, we have ways of filling our day in the way Hashem wants, in the spirit of the Chag. Chatzil Hashem in the morning. Afterwards, the sutta together, in the evenings, like I said, we have time for doing our own simchas beis hashem if we can't do with the whole community together. Yes, Hashem, if we take advantage of this. And other rabbis, people have creative ideas, they could send them in. Someone wants to send a recording of playing music for a few minutes and send it to the office. They're better to distribute to other people. We'll share each other's different ways of being mesameach. Should be all zeicher to take advantage of this time. And like we said, if we'll show HaKadosh Baruch how much we are happy with what He has given us, Baruch Nis V'Gashmias, it's Hashem, He'll make us happy the whole year with the Tuv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bittul of the Gzeiris, and Simcha Tomid.